Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. My name is Jeanette Abney, and I want to thank you for joining me here for another exciting episode here at Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. Now, today is going to be an interesting show. So if any of you out there know someone that is suffering from some type of virus or some type of illness, a lot of times, you know, we always want a miracle cure. And I'm going to say this. I remember when I was younger, my family, we was one that we used Dr. Tishman for everything. And Dr. Tishman was like a miracle drug. And my daughter had the nerve to tell me, "Mom, do you realize that your family was worshiping mouthwash?" But at that time, we thought it was going to work. So today, we're going to have on the air an individual by the name of Tom Pulido. Now, Tom is going to be calling in because Tom has spent many years doing a lot of research when it comes to secular energy for healing. Now, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to stay in my lane because I don't know much about this topic. So he's going to be educating myself along with others. Because when it comes to illnesses, many individuals, we often left struggling with what direction to take. Sometimes we don't know whether to listen to our doctors, whether to get a second opinion. A lot of times we struggle because we don't know what to do or who to turn to or who to trust. Now, as Tom is sharing this information with us, he's going to be giving us information that he found. And what I found to be interesting was how he found through his research how to dissemble viruses such as herpes, HIV, hepatitis, and the shingles virus. So it looks like he is on the air, or somebody's on the air. Let me take a look and see who this is.
Hi, Jeanette.
Hi, this is Jeanette. Hello, is this Tom?
Yes, it is.
Thank you for joining me, Tom. Tom, tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do before we get into some of these questions as it relates to this very important topic.
Sure. Thank you. Thanks for the invitation. Hi, everybody. My name is Tom Pulido. I'm calling from the state of Florida. I am a researcher. I work with energy, something known as scalar energy, which is not electricity. It's an energy that is unique. It's an energy that we can work with and perform incredible functions. Scalar energy is the energy of the future. And we'll discuss that this coming 30 minutes.
Okay. Well, we're actually going to be on for an hour, so I hope you got enough energy to get us through the show. Because I know
I'm
struggling with my energy. Okay. Just want to make sure, because it is an hour show. Now, it's interesting because prior to looking at what you sent me, I've never heard of scalar energy. You know, we are now learning more about solar panels. We, you know, thank God for the microwave, you know. So we know that eventually we are evolving, but then yet some individuals can still be very skeptical. But when it comes to our health, it's very important because I was looking at the information that you sent me, and, you know, growing up, we were taught that there was no cure for herpes. With the HIV, you know, we know that that's the virus that causes AIDS. But then we're talking about hepatitis, and some individuals may not even know what shingles are. But a lot of times when we're told that we have these different things, and I know the importance of building your immune system, tell me, what made you even want to go into this field to even study secular energy?
It's a lifelong passion. That's the only answer. That's the only way that I could look at this. You really have to love science, and you have to really want to immerse yourself in healing. And mm-hmm. that's been my passion throughout my life. So it's been a 30-year journey, a journey well traveled, if I may say so. And it's something that I learned of when I was a child in my adolescence, and I wanted to follow it up. So this has been my calling in life, to introduce this new energy to mankind. I've had, if you will, predecessors. A man by the name of Nikola Tesla. Many people are familiar with that name, Nikola Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
And in so doing, I've had so much help from scientists who came before me, who laid the groundwork. So by no means am I the trailblazer in this field.
Mm-hmm.
I've had so much work from these other scientists. The key is this. It's a new technology that will change the world. My projection is scalar energy will have a greater impact upon mankind than that of the computer.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's interesting that you're saying that because I have lupus, which is an autoimmune disorder. And I remember with the medication that they give you to treat lupus, and I had heard of this stuff called colloidal silver. And I remember my rheumatologist telling me that most people don't die from illnesses. They die from complications from medication. But when we're talking about some type of solar effect, and excuse me if I'm pronouncing the name wrong because I've never heard of it, when we start talking about Albert Einstein and Otto Stern, and these are individuals that, you know, we start talking about with a lot of different creations. Now,
yes.
Where does secular energy originate? And describe its nature to us, please.
Sure. It's so simple. Scalar energy is from the sun. It originates from the sun, as does all light, as does all energy. So our sun, the stars of the universe, are the cause, the if you will, the storehouses of scalar energy. So I am working with pure sunlight, or what some people call source energy, or life force energy. This is the initial energy of the universe, scalar energy. That is, electricity and magnetism is a derivative. It's an offshoot, if you will, a subset of scalar energy. So when we are working with scalar energy, it's an energy that allows us to control nature. You cannot afford this control. You do not realize this control by way of electricity or magnetism. This control over nature is only afforded by scalar energy. So it's sunlight, it's starlight. Frankly, everybody's an expert in this energy, whether they realize it or not.
Wow, interesting. Now, what is the difference between scalar energy and electromagnetic energy? Because, you know, some of us were taught about the electromagnetic part of the energy. But like I said, we're learning, and we have to be very open-minded when it comes to this topic. But what is the difference?
Excellent question. Scalar energy, again, is the initial energy of the universe. So if we were to look at the stars, you would see in configuration, a scalar wave, or scalar energy could be described as a double helix. Imagine two corkscrews intertwined. That's scalar energy. Now, in certain environments, scalar energy will break down or degrade and convert into electricity and magnetism. So scalar energy is the initial energy of the stars, and therefrom, electricity and magnetism are the subset or the derivative of scalar energy. So the key point is this. Imagine what we can do with electricity. We've seen that because it's apparent. We have a world that is predicated upon the technology that electricity affords us. I am saying that there's a better energy, a more versatile energy, scalar energy that is, if you will, infinite in supply. So scalar energy is an unlimited source of energy in which you can have greater control over nature than that of electricity. So scalar energy, to answer the question, is the first energy of the universe. Electricity and magnetism are a derivative of scalar energy. And again, scalar energy is so important because it will allow us to achieve what we cannot achieve presently with our modern-day technology.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's interesting because, like I said, technology is constantly changing. And we're definitely evolving. But we notice that people are still getting sick and people are still dying. You know, from a lot of different diseases, a lot of different ailments. Now, when we start talking about in regards to different types of pathogens or different types of ailments, how does secular energy disseminate pathogens? Because first, I was looking through some things and I saw where it talked about HIV, it talked about herpes, it talked about, and I found some information in talking about how this can be the next major healing to be disease-free. We're looking for these miracle cures and what we're putting in our body. But how do they to symbol the pathogens.
Sure. Everything in the universe is held together by a chemical bond. All molecular bonds are controlled by scalar energy. Now, what I've discovered with my instruments, when I'm working with a scalar energy instrument, I can release a chemical bond. I can actually break down a molecule. And in practice, I've developed and perfected these instruments to break down the molecular bonds of viruses, bacteria, and fungi. So once we break apart a virus, let's say we break apart the herpes virus, at its molecular level, we can release the chemical bonds. And when you do that, the herpes virus falls apart. It no longer exists. Now, that's the simple, easy way to break down the herpes virus and cure somebody of herpes. And that's what I'm saying. This is what I've achieved. This simple, painless way to break down a virus. Well, if you can do that, you've discovered the cure for viral disease. And that's my statement. This is what I've discovered, the easy way to break apart a virus.
Now, you know, it's interesting when you said that and you talked about the fungi, and I'm thinking of a foot virus or what they call athlete's feet. Now, when we're looking at things of that nature, and normally they give you cream, but I believe with herpes, they got a lot, I've heard a lot of different prescription medications and, you know, when individuals are active or sometimes their disease can be dormant, especially with the HIV in regards to AIDS, that individuals can basically, you're talking about people's T cells. And I'm thinking about the administration of different types of medications, but you're talking about the instruments and you said it's painless. Because some people like me, I don't like going to the doctors. I don't like going to the doctors and I can't stand a dentist. What are the instruments that are used in order to make it pain-free?
Sure. The instruments that I'm speaking of are scalar energy instruments. Now, I have developed and perfected these instruments over the years. So what I'm doing is truly groundbreaking. I don't think anybody in the world is doing what I am doing presently. So these are custom-built scalar energy instruments. If you will, you can remember when there was a computer that was introduced back in the 70s and 80s. Those computers were novel. They were different. They were brand new. Well, imagine I have one of the first computers in the world. I have one of the first scalar energy instruments in the world.
Wow.
And hopefully this will be considered the prototype for the future. I have to prove that this works. So I'm still in the proving stage, and I am garnering a great deal of interest around the world. So if you will, we're about to make our grand entrance upon the world stage. We're about to demonstrate that we have the cure for tuberculosis, that we have the cure for malaria. And once this really resonates with a greater number of people, then this will be embraced by mankind. We're almost at the tipping point right now.
Wow. I have a question, though. Now, when you're talking about the tip, and is this more in the United States or is this other in other countries? Because I know, like, I'm an outpatient, I have an outpatient counseling center, and my staff, we have to do TB tests every year. We have annual TB tests. We don't really hear a lot about malaria. You hear about that more in Africa and a lot of other foreign countries. So when you're talking about bringing this information to your population of individuals, but herpes is something at one point was on the rise, especially between teenagers and individuals below the age of between, let's say, teens and 45, because they were highly sexual active, and most individuals will not come to you and say, hey, I have herpes.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're looking for sores and cold sores. So where are you finding that most of this, your information that you're sharing, is basically being received?
Principally now in North America, in the United States and Canada. But there's a growing interest abroad in Europe and Asia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to the fairness of the listening audience, the wonderment of scalar energy is it is a remote healing instrument. I treat people remotely. You do not have to come to a clinic. Now, the wonder of scalar energy is this. When people submit to me a photograph of their skin, all I need is a photograph of the human body. My instrument can work off of that photograph, target a person, so to speak, and then send healing energy to that person no matter where they're located. So people from around the world are sending me photographs. And by way of their photograph, I'm able to treat them remotely. So it has initially taken root here in the United States and Canada. But I see now so many photographs are being sent to me on a daily basis from Africa, from Asia. So if you will, this is a global healing ministry in which we will be able to cure people around the world by way of a photograph. That's how simple and easy this is. That is one of the benefits of scalar energy technology. It allows you to treat people remotely by way of their photograph.
Okay. Well, interesting, especially by looking at a picture, because I know when I spoke with you last night, you shared that with me, and all kind of thoughts was running through my head, like, okay, so I'm going to send a picture, and when I send a picture, and wow, that is very, very interesting. Now, if you have any questions for Tom that you want to ask, give us a call at 516-387-1914. And Tom, I want to tell you that this show is basically being broadcast in several different countries. And so individuals have the opportunity to either call in or they can send me an email at jabneylmfp@gmail.com. Or you can contact me on any of my social media devices, whether it is through Twitter, if it's through LinkedIn, which is some of the ways that I put the information out for the show. Now, Tom, how does secular energy assemble the nutrient inside the human body? Because you talked about the photos. So is that what you mean by that's how they do the nutrients, is through the photos?
That's correct. So let me speak as to the versatility of scalar energy. Scalar energy can be used to either break apart what is harmful or to assemble, to arrange in the body what is beneficial to our health. So my scalar energy instruments have that dual function. So in practice, I'm able to instruct my instrument to assemble inside the body vitamins and minerals, antioxidants, natural plant chemicals. Now, with that in mind, this again is the versatility of scalar energy. I can assemble any nutrient inside the human body, any vitamin, any antioxidant, amino acids, fatty acids, etc. So a scalar energy instrument can deliver nutrition to us. Now, this does not replace a diet, food intake, but it supplements your food intake. And I would say what I've developed will someday be embraced by mankind as the perfect way to supplement your diet. It's not going to replace food, but the ability of scalar energy to create, to assemble nutrients inside the body has done so many people, has improved their health, their mental health, their physical health, has improved the health of people around the world. It is now being embraced probably as the perfect delivery system for nutrients. I'll go on record. Scalar energy will be embraced as the premier supplemental nutritional program.
Wow. And, you know, and I'm still stuck on the picture because it's like a person telling you, and I'm thinking because I'm one, I love to eat, and, you know, people tell me, Jeanette, you're not hungry. And I could imagine them looking at my picture talking about, you know, you ain't hungry. But by that same token, I'm still stuck on the picture part. But, okay. So now when we talk about what is the future of scalar energy and how will it accept and serve to change the world for the better, which are some of the things that you shared, but can you give the listeners, because we always want to know certain things. We want to know the benefits. We want to know how much it's going to cost us. We want to know if it's going to hurt. And we want to know also because it's hard for us to believe what we hear all the time, especially when we're talking about a miracle cure. Can you help us out with that, Tom?
Of course, and that's understandable. First of all, when I'm working with scalar energy, it's simple. It's sunlight, once again. It's starlight. So it's not a chemical. It's not a drug. Mm-hmm. So it's painless. On account of the fact that I'm working with pure light energy from the sun, it's painless. What are the benefits? Well, presently, I have developed these instruments, and my laboratory is quite extensive. I can claim that I can destroy over 400,000 species of pathogens. That is, I can disassemble, I can eradicate potentially now 400,000 species of bacteria, fungi, parasites, viruses in the human body. So how does this benefit you? Well, immediately we get rid of, we eradicate the pathogens in your body. Now, there's other salubrious effects to this. The fact that we can eliminate, we can eradicate viruses from the body, we can prevent certain types of cancers from developing in the future. That's one of the, another benefit to elucidate upon this, so many benefits to be derived from this treatment. Now, in order to make this simple and easy to everybody, I offer free scalar energy treatments. Anybody in the world can sign up and submit their photograph. Again, to underscore the process, anybody can submit a photograph of their human anatomy, a photograph of your body, some part of your skin. And in so doing, once I receive your photograph of your skin, I can treat you remotely by way of a scalar energy instrument. So I want to offer to everybody within this conversation 15 days of free scalar energy treatments. I have a website, if you can get a pen out and a piece of paper. The website for the free treatments is freescalar.net. Scalar is spelled S-C-A-L-A-R. Again, the website is freescalar.net. Anybody in the world can visit that website. You can upload as many as 20 photographs of family members and friends. All I need is a photograph of your skin. And in so doing, once I have your photograph, I will treat you for 15 days. And there's three functions, there's three modalities that we will deliver. We will rid your body of pathogens. We'll perform a pathogenic cleanse. We'll balance your chakras as well as your brain waves. And we will assemble, we will deliver nutrients inside your body by the nutrient program. So those three treatments, the pathogen cleanse, the chakra balancing, and the nutrient program, those three modalities are included in our 15-day free offering. Please try it. You have nothing to lose except your germs. The website is freescalar.net.
Well, you know what? I might be one of your first ones on this air because I need to rid myself of a whole lot of stuff right about now. Now, when you were talking about just basically you gave us some information, and sometimes we like free, and, I mean, you're doing it with pictures, you're getting information, and you said 20 family members, or they're just basically sending you pictures. And I know sometimes people, individuals, Photoshop, and they do all this other stuff when it comes to pictures. But what unique experience have you witnessed with working with secular energy in your laboratory? What is the unique experience? Because I hear your passion. I hear that you like doing it and you want to help individuals. What have you witnessed working by doing this?
Within my laboratory, it's a different environment. In other words, it's no longer an electromagnetic environment. In my laboratory, I have a different dimension. I have a scalar energy dimension. And with that, I can experience in a scalar energy environment different phenomenon that is not typical in an ordinary electromagnetic environment. For instance, when I am working in my scalar energy laboratory, if you will, and there's a great deal of energy, scalar energy produced by these instruments, I always feel a feeling of elation. That is, there's so much energy, it really serves to immediately balance my chakras and my brain waves. And I feel elated. I feel a sense of euphoria, if you will, working inside my laboratory. I've noticed that there's various phenomenon that is atypical of a scalar energy environment as compared to a normal environment. When I'm working with a scalar energy instrument, light bulbs will illuminate that have not been plugged in. I frequently have light bulbs in my laboratory that are not connected to any electrical outlet, and they will illuminate. Why? Because scalar energy fills the environment and will automatically illuminate the light bulb. I've noticed in a scalar energy environment, anytime I'm working around a scalar energy environment, I can actually feel the pulsation of scalar energy. It's a pulsing energy. I can feel it, physically feel it. Many times when I'm working close to my instruments, and if I have, say, my cell phone on my person, my cell phone will no longer work. In other words, a scalar energy signal will make a cell phone signal null and void. So if I were to bring a computer or a cell phone within the vicinity of my scalar energy instruments, my instrument, my scalar energy instrument, would override the information system in a computer or a cell phone and making either a cell phone or a computer inoperable. Why? Because once you're in a scalar energy environment, a computer or a cell phone does not recognize that information system. So a scalar energy instrument can override radio. A scalar energy instrument can override a cell phone or a computer. It's quite fascinating. All of that proves that a scalar energy dimension is a different energy, and it's a different information system. And current electromagnetic technology is not recognized in a scalar energy environment. It's quite fascinating.
I can imagine. I mean, when you're saying it, I'm thinking of being places where your phone don't work. We thought because we needed a tower, I thought they were doing that in a casino, too. I wonder if they got some of that going on in the casino where my phone be going dead and I can't call nobody. So now talking about, and let's get back to, we're talking about the ailments. We're talking about, you know, you talked about the viruses. What about inflammation? Do it help with inflammation? Because I was finding something that helps with inflammation. Tell us a little bit about that, because a lot of us, even though we, you know, when you're talking about the herpes or the different things of that nature, but tell us about the immune system with the inflammation.
Sure. Many people who approach me, they might have, say, arthritis or some type of inflammation that is caused by, say, bacterial infection in the joints or bacterial infection in certain parts of their body. And that's typical with many people. So if we go back to what scalar energy can do and the benefits, a scalar energy instrument can destroy, can break apart the bacteria in the body. Now, once you do that, many people with what I would consider to be bacterial arthritis or bacterial inflammation, they experience a quick relief of their pain and discomfort. And we've seen this with hundreds, thousands of people now. Our ability to eradicate, to break down bacteria and parasites and fungi inside the human body will allow many people to overcome their arthritic condition, or will at least reduce the inflammation that they're experiencing. Mm-hmm. Many people have told us once we eradicate the germs from their body, that they no longer have what I would consider to be a poor range of motion. They can stretch, mm-hmm. or they can move their rotator cuff. They can move their arms, and they no longer have, say, tennis elbow, or their knees are no longer compromised. They can actually squat down without any discomfort. All of that, it's a sign that we have eradicated the germs in the body. Many of those germs have led to degradation of tissue. That's what germs do. They eat our tissue, and they cause subsequently inflammation throughout our body, especially in our joints. So these are some of the feedback. This is some of the testimonies that we receive over the years, and these testimonies speak volumes as to what we can do.
Well, I definitely thank the information you're providing, because I knew absolutely nothing about that. And I know that myself personally, I've been struggling with the strength in my hand. I can't hold anything. It's difficult for me to write. Sometimes I can't even make a fist. And I did not know that it could be caused by bacteria infection, because a lot of times we think of, you know, yeast infections, bacteria infections. I've never viewed it from a viewpoint of your immune system or having to do with arthritis.
Right,
so that
right.
was some good information, because many of us, we're told that arthritis comes with age. We used to call it arthur, but I just never put the two together with the bacteria. And like I said, when we're talking about autoimmune disorders and weak immune system, we know that once your body breaks down, that you are prone to becoming sick and being ill. And then with all of this energy, you know, as a therapist, I thought, well, okay, probably the positive energy, you know, your attitude. I never thought of it from sunlight, because some individuals are afraid of the sunlight because of skin cancer. Now, do your research focus on cancer? Because some of the treatment that individuals take will break down your immune system too.
Sure. I cannot cure cancer. I wish I could. I cannot. I think in the future, perhaps scalar energy will be the tool that we use to cure people of cancer, but that's not within my wheelhouse right now. But I will say this. The fact that we can destroy viruses easily, we can prevent certain types of cancer. Now, let me give you a few examples. We're able to destroy, to break apart, the human papillomavirus. The human papillomavirus is associated with cervical cancer. And I have test results from various clients that I've worked with in which we have been able to eradicate the human papillomavirus. Meaning what? That in the future, we could probably prevent cervical cancer in many women who would have been candidates for that type of cancer. So this is the cause and effect relationship we see. If you can destroy the human papillomavirus, you can prevent cervical cancer. We can also destroy, break apart the hepatitis virus. So we're going to prevent certain types of liver cancer in the future. We're able to destroy a bacterium known as Helicobacter pylori. That bacterium is associated with stomach ulcers and stomach cancer. We have to understand, when many of these germs get in our body, they attack our cellular system, our cellular mechanism, and they cause a cellular dysfunction. In many ways, they alter our DNA. And that that altering of our DNA ultimately will lead to some type of tumor growth, some type of neoplastic tissue. So my point is to destroy the germ, to break apart the germ with scalar energy. And in many cases, we will be able to prevent disease in the future, and some of those diseases are cancer.
And, you know, and it's crazy because, like I said, we got so many people dying daily of cancer. My mom passed away at age 59 of breast cancer in 2008, and I know she was totally against a lot of the treatment in regards to the medication. And when I'm thinking of energy and you think of radiation, but when you're looking at natural sunlight, a lot of times there are things right before us that we don't even give it a chance. So, listeners, if you're listening, I want you to be open-minded. Give him a call. Contact him as he's talking about this. Now, I have a question. Can you explain how solar energy is everywhere in the universe and thus transcends time and space?
Yes, that's an excellent question. Let's look at the universe. It's filled with stars. There are an infinite number of stars. And all of those stars are broadcasting, if you will, scalar energy. So scalar energy is the blanket of the universe, so to speak. Scalar energy is everywhere. Now, if we look at the universe with that consideration, with that ideation, then we realize that scalar energy is an infinite source of energy. It's also able to transcend time and space because it's not subject to time and space. So what I've discovered from the research of my predecessors is that scalar energy is the cause of time. And to put it very simply, if a scalar wave rotates, when you rotate a scalar wave in one direction, time moves forward. When you reverse that direction of the scalar wave, time will move backwards. So scalar energy, sunlight or starlight, is not only the cause of all light in the universe, but it's also the cause of time. So scalar energy is the fundament, and time is subject to scalar energy. So scalar energy is the cause, and time is a function. Time is the effect of scalar energy. Now, I know that's quite profound, but I stand by that theory, and so do so many other scalar energy researchers. So sunlight and starlight is really responsible for this flow of time. Many theorists have presented time like a river, that it flows, and it does. There's a certain flow, there's a certain tempo to the flow of time, and that flow is controlled directly by scalar energy from the stars. So we are entering into a dimension, scalar energy, in which we will be able to control the flow of time. Imagine that.
And that's interesting, because when you talk about time, time is going by so fast right now to some people, they forget what the day of the week, you know, and you're sitting there and you, the next thing you know, your whole day is just passed by and you're just sitting there. So I like the information that you're sharing, and you did explain to us in regards to how the energy is everywhere in the universe and how it transcends, but can you tell us how it causes or is the cause of time?
Very good. The time is, as we have seen throughout the universe, is not a static concept, so to speak. It's dynamic. And we have seen time speed up or slow down. So there has to be some mechanism that will either speed up time or slow down time. Now, when we look at the sun and the stars, we see that scalar energy that emanates from these celestial bodies is the cause of time for this reason. Within the very center of a star is a timeless dimension. That is, if we were to live inside of a star, there would be no time. We would be outside of time. You would actually be immortal. You would never die if you lived inside the center of a star. So with that, within that dimension, scalar energy controls time so that time stands still, or if you will, there is no time. There's only the present moment. Now, when you move away from that star, then we see how scalar energy will then start to flow, so to speak. And as you leave the star, time then becomes a very much a phenomenon of the universe. So within a star, there is no time. As scalar energy moves from a star, then you see the consequence of time. So I concur that the sun, the stars, are timeless in their dimension, within their dimension. But once scalar energy moves from a star, then you see the passage of time. So that gives you an example that there is a change or a flow of energy. And that flow of energy, that flow of time, is indeed a scalar energy phenomenon.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. I'm gathering a lot of information, and like I said, when I like the fact that you said that you are giving individuals a 15-day free trial offer in regards to this,
and you indicated
they can contact you at www.freescalar.net if they want to try it. I always tell individuals, don't knock it till you try it. When you know better, you do better. And I know a lot of things, like I said, as I'm doing these shows, even when I don't know what's going on, I'm learning. And for some reason in my spirit keeps coming up when people are talking about getting people chipped now and putting things in people. Is there a difference between that? Or tell me, can you speak on that a little bit? Because we're so paranoid nowadays.
Sure. And no, there's good reason to be. Keep in mind, scalar energy is non-physical. It has nothing to do with a biochip. And I'm glad you brought that up. Nobody should take a biochip. Many people are against that. I'm against that, certainly. And even the Bible speaks against that. So in no way would I ever want anybody to be chipped or marked. To the contrary, when I'm working with scalar energy, there is no computer chip. I have to make this very clear. I am not working with computers. This is a brand new science, so to speak. Scalar energy is an emerging science. And when I'm working with energy, it's non-physical. So there are no chips. There are no transistors. There are no satellite dishes. I'm simply working with starlight, sunlight. So in many ways, what I have achieved is a miniature star. I have a miniature star in my laboratory. And the way I deliver energy is through this starlight. And I don't need a computer. I certainly don't need a computer chip or a transistor. All of this is done by way of the ether. The ether serves as the highway of the sky, so to speak. And I deliver this energy anywhere in the world. And if you will, I firmly believe that scalar energy has a divine character, that it's directly from God. And with that in mind, that's why I feel so confident and so comfortable with this energy. It's a divine energy. It's pure energy. It has nothing to do with computers or artificial intelligence. And the energy, when used properly, can improve human health significantly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, someone just sent me an email, and they just heard what you said in regards to you having a star in your office, in your lab. They want to know, how did you obtain this star?
Through research. It's customized, and God gave me the wisdom. The only way I could have done this is with God's wisdom. What I am doing without equivocation is groundbreaking. I'm saying on air without equivocation, I've developed scalar energy instruments. The process that I've perfected allows me to destroy germs. I have the cure for tuberculosis. I have the cure for HIV, viral disease. Only God could have given me that wisdom.
And you know what? And that's the thing. And God is a healing God. And I know that a lot of individuals have the power to heal. And so I'm definitely a believer in regards to that, because on Tuesdays we do a show from the pulpit to the couch where I have Pastor Dan Estelle from Heart of the Worship Center on the air with me. And so I definitely know that. But when we're talking about stars and energy, and a lot of times individuals are even, like I said, we're creatures of habit. Now, can you explain how this energy assembles and maintains all its physical forms? Because do you have to keep rebuilding or re-energizing? How do you keep the physical form of it?
Sure. Everything in the universe has a structure. There's molecular structure. There's atomic structure. So what is the intelligence behind a molecule? What's the intelligence behind the atom? That intelligence is scalar intelligence, scalar light. So this is the beauty, and this is what I've discovered. It's so fascinating. Every physical form in the universe, I don't care if it's the elements, your car, your furniture in your home, all of that is held together by chemical bonds, by molecular bonds. And the intelligence behind those molecular bonds, the intelligence always is scalar intelligence. So scalar energy is responsible for the geometry of the universe. It's quite fascinating. So we look at our universe, and we could attribute the order. We could attribute this incredible divine order to God. And what does God use to create that order? Is scalar energy. So if you will, scalar energy is the hand of God. This is the divine energy that gives life to everything, that sustains everything. So without scalar energy, you don't have a universe. You only you would have chaos. So scalar energy brings order out of chaos.
Now, and we know that all life is energy, and every nerve we know in our body has impulses in your body as an electrical current. And we understand that a lot of times with every cell in your body, it's like a mini battery pumping out 70 to 90 millivolts when it's healthy, but when it's unhealthy. Now, we know that our muscles are also powered by chemicals of energy. But my question then, we talk about the steaks and potatoes that we eat for dinner, sometimes we call that our energy. We get our energy, do a lot of things. Sometimes I say, if I'm feeling bad, I can walk in the casino and I feel great. And I don't have, I'm not sleepy. I'm not, you know. And when we start talking about in regards to, you know, our digestion system, a lot of times with energy and things of that nature. Now, I'm looking at some information, and this information talks about with the energy of life, and they're talking about the faith part of health. Because we know, especially in the United States, many of us take our health for granted. And we know that energy can either be neither good nor bad, it just it is what it is. But when we start talking about the stimulation of muscles, we start talking about the health benefits, and like I said, I'm grateful that you're coming on the air and you're sharing this information and your passion and, you know, how you're putting God into it. But when we're talking about different, you know, medicines, and we got people that are chiropractors out there to help individuals with certain things. But when we start talking about charging your body with the right frequencies and you can prevent diseases, do you find that most of the individuals that come to you are already sick and trying to be healed? Or are they coming to you for more of a preventive measure? What are you? What has been your experience?
I would say the greater majority of people that come to me are sick or they have some type of ailment. Many people, sadly, are not proactive. It would be nice, but that's not the case. And once I start treating people, they feel better. And the proof is in the pudding. Some people stay on my treatments as long as 6 months or 12 months. I actually have a one-year program. Some people sign up for 12 months for a year-long program, and then it becomes preventative. But initially, most people, they only seek attention, medical attention, when they don't feel well. So I agree with you. Prevention should be stressed, and we're not stressing it enough. We need to stress it more. So prevention really should be the mainstay of our medical society right now. Yeah. It's not. We're not thinking ahead. We're not preventing disease. We're just addressing disease as it crops up.
Well, sometimes we put a Band-Aid on something where there's a tourniquet, and when most people come to you, like I said, because I'm a therapist, and I tell individuals all these problems didn't occur overnight, so I'm not going to be able to fix them all overnight. And a lot of times people sometimes, in most cases, are knocking on death's door. Now, one of the diseases or ailments that's coming to my mind is diabetes. Would that fit into the category of what you have going on? Because diabetes with the insulin, your body producing insulin, we're finding that a lot of Americans suffer from diabetes.
Yes, yes, they do. There's a greater body of evidence that is coming to light that both diabetes 1 and diabetes 2, in many cases, is an autoimmune disease. What do I mean? That many times the antibodies are attacking our organ. They're attacking our pancreas. And in so doing, this is leading to impairment. And so we cannot metabolize properly. So how could I help? I don't have the cure for diabetes, but pursuant to that notion that perhaps diabetes is an autoimmune-generated, mediated disease, my ability to destroy the pathogens in the body will prevent then an autoimmune response. That is, if I can destroy the viruses and the bacteria that have been shown to infect the organs, including the pancreas, then we'll no longer have an antibody response because there are no pathogens, there are no germs present. And in so doing, then we can assuage, we can palliate any type of autoimmune response that's associated with diabetes. So again, follow this thinking. If it's an autoimmune disease, many times that autoimmune disease is occasioned, is triggered by a pathogen. Well, if we can eliminate the pathogens that trigger diabetes, then we'll no longer have the overexpression of antibodies. And if you no longer have that overexpression of antibodies, then the antibodies will not attack our pancreas. So I've seen that with somebody, so many people. So I'm not able to cure diabetes, but I have been able to treat out the pathogens in the body to the point that many people have been able to cut back on their insulin intake. And that's quite favorable. You know, it's a step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Someone just sent me an email, and the question reads, with what you're talking about, will it apply to individuals that have MS?
I have good success with multiple sclerosis. Now, let me explain why I would say that. Many people with MS have had a compromised condition whereby spirochetes and viruses start to attack their nervous system. Now, in particular, many people have told me that initially in life they had Lyme disease. And the spirochetes of Lyme disease have now attacked their nerves and their organs throughout their body. And that is now developing into late stage multiple sclerosis. So many people early in their life who are infected with spirochetes, with pathogens, with bacteria and viruses, when you allow these germs, these pathogens, to degrade the body, specifically when they attack the myelin sheath of the nerve. Many spirochetes, many viruses can break down the nerve sheath, that polysaccharide covering of the nerve. And in so doing, they cause nerve impairment or neurodegenerative disease. I am able to destroy those spirochetes, destroy those pathogens that are attacking the nerve sheath. And in so doing, we can reverse multiple sclerosis with many people. I've had a good number of people who've told me that scalar energy has served to eradicate the pathogens from the body, and in so doing, they're no longer having the symptoms of MS. So we have to consider the cause and effect relationship here again. And I have to go on record, and this has been proven now by way of so many tests, in life, if they develop Lyme disease, that is, if they're bitten by the Lyme, have the Lyme spirochetes, they have a tick bite early in life. Later in life, late stage Lyme disease really will manifest as multiple sclerosis or dementia because it's the exacerbation of these spirochetes in the nerves as well as in the brain that will lead to other medical conditions such as multiple sclerosis.
Well, it's interesting you're sharing that in regards to Lyme disease. That part I didn't know. And I know we're, you know, dealing with disorders with Crohn disease, which is another one that's basically been on the rise. Okay, I have another email. And the email indicates, what about your vision? Will this impact your vision, or what if you struggle with poor vision already? Is there a risk?
The only time I've been able to improve vision is in the case where some people had a calcium buildup in their eyes, such as cataracts. And I've seen this with both people and animals. There are certain microbes that lead to visual impairment. Now, one of those in particular is called nanobacteria that produces a calcium shell that leaves a calcium cyst inside the body, including is responsible for some cataracts. I'm able to destroy this nanobacteria inside the body. And subsequently, the calcium deposits break apart as a consequence of my treatments. So for some people, and I can't go on record by saying all, some people and some animals that have had cataracts, I've been able to destroy the microbe, nanobacteria, that causes that calcium buildup. And then subsequently, after I destroy that microbe, the calcium deposits start to fragment or break apart likewise. And in so doing, some people's eyesight has been returned by that very process. Now, that's not the majority of cases of cataracts, though.
Now, can you explain how secular energy can be utilized as an unlimited supply of energy and put to an end to the energy crisis? Because that's something else we're dealing with.
Sure. Again, in my laboratory, I have a miniature star. And all I have to do now is understand how to amplify the energy of that miniature star and then be able to distribute that energy throughout the world. So then that will come. God will give me the wisdom. So scalar energy as a source of energy, it's an infinite supply of energy. And I'll say this, you can build a scalar energy instrument and you could power a city easily with one scalar energy instrument because the signal does not die off. There's no entropy. So when you're working with scalar energy, there's no die off. There's no weakness of signal when you're trying to transfer that signal from one point to another. Secondly, scalar energy is an infinite supply of energy. So if we always have the sun and the stars with us, then we will always have scalar energy. So all we have to do is access scalar energy. It's already been created. The power plants of the universe are the sun and the stars. So we have a power plants throughout our universe, trillions upon trillions of power plants. It's the stars. Now, all we have to do is access that infinite supply of energy. We simply have to access star energy. And once we do that, we will not have an energy crisis. We'll have a superabundance of energy.
Wow. Well, I like the information. And, you know, and I want to say, like I said, again, I want to thank you because you're keeping it simple where a lot of times when we're talking about medicine, we're talking about science, a lot of times the words are so hard to pronounce and it's talking over someone's head and we don't understand it. And you are bringing it to a level or putting it out there where most individuals can digest it. So I definitely appreciate that. Now, talking about the energy and the waves, what is considered the secular waves? What are those waves?
Can you repeat that? The scalar waves?
Composition. So a lot of times we think of energy, we think of waves.
Sure. If we were to look at a scalar wave, it looks like a caduceus coil, or imagine two corkscrews placed side by side. So scalar energy does not move like a wave on the seashore. To the contrary, it's a corkscrew. It moves like a spiral. So when scalar energy moves, imagine it can propagate, but it's moving like a spiral, like a corkscrew. Mm-hmm. And even my predecessor, his name was Hieronymus, he theorized that scalar energy was a corkscrew and moved like a spiral. It does. Now, we're used to, if you look at electricity on an oscilloscope, it's a wave. It's not a spiral. Mm-hmm. So that in and of itself will give you an idea that scalar energy is not electricity. It's a spiral, it's a corkscrew, or it's a double helix. And it's an entirely different dimension. I can't accentuate that enough. Scalar energy is a dimension. It's a different dimension than that of what we're living in.
Wow. Well, I'm looking at some information, and this is, I was about to say something, but I'll be misspeaking because I'm looking at TELSA. I'm like, don't tell me it's got to do something with the TELSA cars because I used to wonder how those cars drive by themselves. But so there was a person by the name of TELSA, and he became a U.S. citizen in 1891, and he did some work and began to harness cellular energy without using any wires. And he referred to this energy as standing energy or universal waves. Now, we have 90 seconds left on the show. Again, I want to thank you for joining me here. How can the listeners reach you, contact you? You have any books out there?
Sure.
If they want more information, what do they do?
Sure. We have a support desk. If you want to call our support desk, it is area code 805-364-3051. I would like, again, to extend the free treatments to anybody. You don't know what you're missing until you try this. Again, it's simple, easy, painless healing. Visit the website, www.freescalar.net. That is spelled S-C-A-L-A-R. That website will allow anybody in the world to upload your photographs. Remember, we treat you for free. All I need is a photograph of your skin. It's a simple, easy, painless process. Visit the website. You'll see a video that explains what we're doing. If you have any questions, you can call us. The key is this. Be proactive. Take care of your health. I know what we have developed will improve the welfare, the health of everybody in the world. So I envision a global healing ministry. Be a part of our global healing ministry. God bless you.
And not only that, that also gives people longevity. Because when you're I'm thinking of healing, I'm thinking of living a long, long life. Now,
yes.
We are wrapping up here at Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank you for joining us with this exciting information and this episode. Now, tomorrow, as I indicated, it's Tuesday. We will be talking about From the Pulpit to the Couch, where it will be myself and Pastor Dan and Steph from Higher Dominion Worship Center. And he wants to talk about end of time prophecies. So even though we're talking about living in our last days, we're talking about energy, we are educating ourselves on a lot of different things. So make sure you join me tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. at Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. And Tom, again, thank you. I appreciate
you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.